This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. While Russia is claiming it has won control of Ukraine's eastern city of Bakhmut after a grinding nine-month conflict, Ukraine is insisting that battle continues and its forces are advancing to entrap Russian forces inside the city. One leading analyst, Royal United Services Institute European security expert Ed Arnold, told the Reuters news agency he believes Ukraine's version, that the city is still being contested, is correct. He said while Russia is in a dominating position on the ground, Ukrainian forces are pressing on the northern and southern flanks of the city.
But ultimately speaking, you need to see the battle in a wider picture, that the Russians have pushed everything they had at it since August, and they've only just sort of captured the town. But equally, when you look at the imagery, I mean, there's nothing left of the town. It's a very insignificant point on the broader map. And actually what's really been, it's all been about, is to try and fix each fort so that they can't fight in other places within Ukraine.
Arnold said because Bakhmut has been virtually destroyed, there's little military value in capturing the city, as there's no infrastructure left from which to use the city as a hub of operations. As part of NATO's massive spring storm exercise, dozens of British Royal Marines landed on a beach on the northern coast of Estonia this past weekend to test the ability of the Allies to rapidly deploy reinforcements to NATO forces in Estonia. Spring Storm is the largest annual military exercise in Estonia, involving around 14,000 personnel from 11 NATO allies and partners. Commenting on the exercise, Estonia Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur said the war in Ukraine was a wake-up call for all NATO allies.
This is exactly why Estonia has increased our defense spending to 3%. Next year, actually, it will be even 3.2. So this is exactly what we are doing, and this is exactly why we, you know, advocate also for that the other countries have to do the same, because, you know, Russia as a threat will never go away.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are meeting Monday for critical talks as time grows short to end the debt ceiling standoff. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president called McCarthy from Air Force One while flying home from Japan last night, saying it went well. McCarthy was also upbeat.
I believe it was a productive phone call.
One that led to negotiators resuming stalled talks, including North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry.
The fact that the principals spoke made a big difference, reset where we're our guidance, and I think that was helpful.
Still, McHenry says there are obstacles, and the race is on, with Treasury Chief Janet Yellen saying June 1st is a hard deadline to raise the debt limit and avoid default. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has slapped social media giant and parent company of Facebook, Meta, with a record $1.3 billion privacy fine, ordering it to stop transferring user data across the Atlantic by October. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The penalty fine from Ireland's Data Protection Commission is the biggest since the EU's strict data privacy regime took effect 5 years ago, surpassing 2021's huge hit on Amazon for data protection violations. The Irish watchdog is Meta's lead privacy regulator in the 27-nation bloc because the Silicon Valley tech giant's European HQ is based in Dublin. Meta has vowed to appeal and ask courts to immediately put the decision on hold. The company adds there's no immediate disruption to Facebook in Europe. Charles Deledesma, London.
South Korea and European Union officials Monday agreed to step up cooperation on security amid tensions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine and North Korean nuclear threats. Following a summit in Seoul hosted by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel issued a joint statement condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a grave violation of international law. As von der Leyen noted, they also criticized North Korea's ongoing efforts to develop its nuclear arsenal.
And just like we do not accept Russia's military aggression against Ukraine, we condemn the DPRK's constant nuclear saber rattling. We stand firmly by the Republic of Korea.
Monday's talks marked the 60th anniversary of bilateral relations between South Korea and the European Union. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.